Chapter 255, Prohibition of Listening to Backbiting. Allah the Exalted says, "And when they hear Allah, dirty, false, evil, vain talk, they withdraw from it." 28:55. And those who turn away from Allah, dirty, false, evil, vain talk, falsehood, and all that Allah has forbidden. 23:3. Verily, the hearing and the sight and the heart of each of those ones will be questioned by Allah. 17:36. And when you, Muhammad, peace be upon him, see those who engage in a false conversation about our verses of the Quran by mocking at them, stay away from them till they turn to another topic. And if Shaitan, Satan, causes you to forget, then after the remembrance, sit not you in the company of those people who are the Zalimun, polytheists, and wrongdoers. 6:68. 15:28. Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu said, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'He who defends the honor of his Muslim brother, Allah will secure his face against the fire on the day of resurrection.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. If someone says something disgraceful against a Muslim, one must defend his Muslim brother, or sister for that matter, and say that what has been stated about him or her is wrong, and that he or she is free from the accusation made against him or her. 15:29. Ithban bin Malik radiallahu anhu said in his long hadith cited in the chapter entitled Hope, reported, "When the Prophet, peace be upon him, stood up to offer as-salat, the prayer, he asked, 'Where is Malik bin Ad-Dukshum?' A man replied, 'He is a hypocrite. He does not love Allah and his messenger.' The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'Do not say that. Do you not know that he said, La ilaha illallah, there is no true God except Allah, seeking his pleasure? Allah has made the fire of hell unlawful for him who affirms that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Allah has made the fire of hell unlawful means that a Muslim will not abide in hell forever. The reason is that if a Muslim has committed some major sin and Allah has not pardoned it, then he will certainly suffer its punishment in hell. He will stay there as long as Allah wills. However, he will be later on shifted to Jannah. This hadith also leads us to the conclusion that the backbiting of a Muslim is forbidden. See the explanation of this hadith under hadith number 418. 15:30. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, in his long story about his repentance, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was sitting among the people in Tabuk. He, peace be upon him, said, "What happened to Ka'b bin Malik?" A person from the tribe of Banu Salama said, "O Messenger of Allah, the embellishment of his cloak and an appreciation of his sides have allured him, and he was thus detained." Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu said, "Woe be upon you! You have passed indecent remarks. O Messenger of Allah, by Allah, we know nothing about him but good." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, remained silent. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned in detail in the chapter on repentance. Here it is repeated to show how important it is to defend a Muslim when someone accuses him in his absence. In the presence of the Prophet, peace be upon him, a person expressed misgivings about Ka'b bin Malik that his obsession for fine dress had prevented him from coming to the battlefield. Mu'adh immediately defended him, saying that there was no justification for such misgivings. The Prophet's silence endorsed the stand taken by Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. This goes to prove that if a Muslim brother or sister is disgraced in his or her absence in a gathering, then it is incumbent on others to defend his or her honor.